busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, then rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping
time. Bobby's hand in mine. That's me and Kristen. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Kristen Alfheim. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show and a little Janis Joplin this afternoon.
Why not?
Why not? You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and I am so happy to be joined by the original host of Civic Media's Rational Revolution, Appleton Common Council member, Democratic candidate for the newly drawn, now competitive State Senate District 18, Kristen Alfheim. Thank you so much for making time, Kristen. It's a real pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's good to see you face to face. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, thank you so much for that. First, let me take care of a little business that I promised our listeners, which was we've got a pair, actually two pairs of Brewers tickets. One pair up, if you are the first caller to answer this trivia question correctly, you'll get a pair of tickets to tomorrow. That is tomorrow's Brewers St. Louis Cardinals game. First pitch at 6:40 at AmFam Field. Here is your trivia question. You're going to call 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. First caller with the correct answer will win a pair of tickets at the in the beautiful club level. Here's your question. Who was the Brewers' first round draft pick in 1973? Who was the Brewers' first round draft pick in 1973? This one's a little tougher, but not impossible. Everybody knows this guy's name. I might even give you a little hint if the phone lines don't line up. I'll drop a little hint. Who was the first the Brewers' first-round draft pick in 1973. Folks, call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But now down to the political business of the half hour, Kristen.
Let's get at it.
Let's get at it. This is now a redrawn Senate district. It is competitive for the first time in a long time. Some would say almost 40 years. First of all, what does State Senate District include now? Who's newly in State Senate District 18? So people know if they are the ones that should be paying close attention.
Well, I think everybody ought to be paying attention to the 18th. It is a big deal. The new 18th is now starts up in the bulk of Appleton, runs all the way through along Lake Winnebago, through Menasha, Nina, and the bulk of Oshkosh. Beautiful district, extremely important district, not just to those who live in it, but the entire valley. We really are the resource of a lot more people than just the voting members.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And again, I think State Senate District 18 and the effort across the state to make hay while the sun shines, while we've got these redrawn maps, finally fairer, moving in the right direction in so long. Why did you decide to throw your hat in the ring with this newly constituted 18th Senate District?
So I was actually on the ticket in 2022 when Appleton and Nina Menasha were drawn into the 19th. Right. And when I jumped into that race, I didn't jump in because I was mad about anything. I jumped in because I knew my history was in problem solving, in listening, in gathering information, and helping people from differing opinions come together and move forward. That is just who I am as a person. I've worked for over 10 years voluntarily in Madison and D.C., advocating for different issues, some being taxes and retirement, some being Alzheimer's research. Interesting that they tend to be red buses and blue buses, which I think is really nonsense. Who doesn't want a reasonable retirement expectation and tax code, and who doesn't want to cure Alzheimer's? If those aren't purple issues, I don't know what is. So I've had success in helping different groups realize that depending on who they're talking to, you figure out what we can find common ground on to move forward. And I've done that successfully for a very long time. So this was just kind of the next phase of it. The more I understood about local government, when I got into municipal government, the more I realized and I thought I was fairly educated on things. No. The general person literally knows nothing about how government really is working. All we have are the talking points that are being, you know, shared loudly, whether it be the radio or on TV. And I think my skill set is to help bring the knowledge forward so people can actually make rational choices and hear the whole story, not just, again, a live point here or somebody's opinion there. Get all the facts, and then we can make good decisions from that point. Now, with 18, the numbers are clearly in our favor. It's a beautiful district. It's really the way the Fox Valley should have been drawn all along. And I think it's even more important to have someone who understands how to bridge conversations. We must, in the Fox Valley, understand that we have great we have four massive school districts. We have four municipalities. We have some of the world recognized global leaders in industry. And we probably have more small businesses than most Senate districts combined in many cases. It will take balance. It will take common sense and rational thinking to be able to make sure our entire ecosystem of the Fox Valley is healthy. People, business, environment, all of it has to work together, and it's not a one-sided conversation.
Couldn't agree with you more, Kristen. And that point was certainly driven home to me during my time serving in local government as well. I realized that indeed, when you think about what local government delivers for its voters and constituents, these aren't red and blue issues. No. They're not talking point issues from the national talking heads. These are really kitchen table issues. Wanted to ask you, given your time on the Common Council in Appleton, what's an insight or something that was surprising to you that you want voters and regular people to understand about why local government, why state Senate seats like the 18th are so important to the quality of life that we all enjoy, and frankly, why it's so less partisan than it's made out to be?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, again, everybody thinks there's so much waste going on. No, there's not. There is not a single person in municipal government that is not doing the job of 2.5 people. The budgets in these municipalities are literally 40% behind where they were 12 years ago. 40%. We are absolutely trying to do more as our communities expand and the expectation of services goes up. We are trying to do more with much less. It relates to the same conversation of the school districts. School district, there is no waste. We have to try and find $1,500 in a budget is difficult to do. Where people start talking about waste, what they're talking about is, are there services that we are paying for that someone does not feel personally? So it's interesting the dynamics you hear in municipal government about what is wasteful. I don't think putting money towards mental health is wasteful. I don't think putting money towards children and making sure there are healthy activities available to people, I don't think that's wasteful. I think that's investment in our community to make sure we are as strong as we can be moving forward. So again, we always have to look beyond our own backyard. What we are using as a citizen is not necessarily what the entire community is utilizing to stay and to become healthy. We have to have all of these pieces working together.
Well, Vince, I think so much of political discourse has been focused on individual interests. And I think you speak to this a little bit, Kristen, right? When I think about what's really impactful in people's lives is I think not just about individual interest, but I also think about community interest. Right. Because it is true that if your entire community is healthier, you will actually be healthier on average over time. Your family will be healthier. This is the high tides raising all ships notion. Right. And it shows up the most in local government because local governments deliver the most critical services. Yeah. And I tend to include state government in local government because, again, it has a direct impact on people's lives. What are the two or three major issues, Kristen, that are top of mind for you as a candidate and that you'd like to see the state take greater action on?
Yeah, I mean, we could go on all day. There's certainly a large list. I think that at my core, I'm a believer in getting back to the business of government. The one thing the lines of the new maps have given us is the expectation of accountability of our elected officials.
Yes.
When you have a supermajority drawn, everyone is mad. The Republicans are mad because they can't get through everything that they want. The Democrats are mad because they can't get any ideas to even a committee hearing. It's just no one's happy about anything. And we have to get over that. We have to utilize these maps. By the way, I think Tony Evers is the most patriotic person on the planet by putting these maps in play because he made it a fair fight. It wasn't a sling it from one side to the other type thing. But my biggest issue is conversation. I absolutely, you know, I'm a Democrat. There is no question about it. I'm a people first individual. We must also have a little bit of a fiscal edge to us, though. And I do. You know, I play with money and taxes for a living. I do understand where we are in the world, and we can't always have what we want when we want it. But there was a time not that long ago where red and blue would come together. And we would find out of the 10 points that one side was suggesting that four of those was actually good for the people and the economic downside, other side. It was good fiscally and socially to do it. Yep. That is where I want to drive Madison one more time. And I believe there are people down there ready and willing to do that on both sides. My second issue is kids. Kids, 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 kids. Every problem that we have in society would be better if we dealt with children, the younger, the better. If we make sure that they are fed, we make sure they are healthy, we make sure they are housed, and we make sure they are educated. Everything in the world gets better if we provide those four things. And let's be honest, not every child has that. Again, we look at our own backyards. If we have been, you know, blessed enough in life to be raised by two parents with a comfortable income and a comfortable house and go to a good school, that's awesome. There are so many that aren't. In the Appleton, I know at least two out of the four school districts in the 18th Senate District, 40% of the kids that go to our schools are eligible for free meals. 40%.
Yeah.
We have got to help ensure children have every opportunity to find success in our community. If you want to talk about workforce development, start with kids. Yeah. If you want to attract more talent into your organization, talk about schools. We have to drive that home. Women's issues, I'm just going to say, what the hell? The fact that we still are talking about this is beyond me. I am strong, strong, strong pro-choice all day long. So are the majority of Wisconsinites, and so is the Fox Valley. Let's just move forward from that and put some things in place that make it final. And don't think it's safe, because there were just rules in the last few months that they refused to make it a permanent, and they refused to take steps to make it firm. So we all have to show up for that reason as well. But those are some major issues that I have.
I think, as the next president of the United States likes to say, they are out of their minds, are they not?
Out of their minds. I have a shirt that says, seriously? I just want to wear that all day long. Seriously?
All day long. I heard, I was interviewing Congressman Dan Kildee during the DNC, and he said a line, Kristen, that I think you will particularly enjoy. I've said it a couple of times on air. I'm going to say it again because I hope our listeners as well start to remember it, because it really points to what is needed in politics, which is reasonable compromise. You talked about there's the 10 things and four of them we probably agree on into the overlap. And here's what the congressman said to me. Politics is the art of disappointing your supporters and those that you agree with at a rate they can absorb.
Yes.
We cannot let perfect be the enemy of the good. She certainly will not. Her name is Kristen Alfheim. She is the candidate to beat, if you will, the candidate that I'll be voting for if I lived in the 18th district. She's running for State Senate District 18 up in the Fox Valley. You can find out more about her where, Kristen? What's your campaign website?
You can find me at alfheimforwisconsin.org. Yes, you have to spell that all out.
I'll do it for him. That is A-L-F-H-E-I-M for F-O-R, Wisconsin.org. That's Alfheim4Wisconsin.org. You can find out all about Kristen's candidacy there. Thanks so much for spending some time this afternoon with us.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Best of luck in the 18th, folks. We'll have the last segment of the day coming up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Final thoughts are up next.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.